Why stand you here all the day idle? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, today we begin Septuagesimatide. It is the shortest of all the liturgical seasons. It's about 17 days long. Liturgically, you'll notice that it looks a little bit like Lent. It has that feel a bit too, especially once the Christmas season comes to an end at Candlemas and all of the decorations come down. And the priest, well, he's wearing the violet vestments, which are a symbol of penance, and the Gloria disappears from the Mass, and the Gloria, of course, being the joyful hymn of the angels, the Alleluia, from all the parts of the Mass, from all the different parts of the divine office, is not heard again until it creeps in during the Mass of Holy Saturday. Alleluia is considered to be the language of praise and triumph and joy that is spoken in heaven. And during this time, we're meant to think of ourselves as still being exiles on earth who have to suffer and do penance for our sins. And so we will not hear that joyful Alleluia for a number of weeks. The purpose of this short season is to give us time to prepare for Lent. The Catholic Church, remember, is our mother. And a mother always knows. You can't just put a child into a difficult situation and expect him to know what he is to do and how to do it. You have to ease them into it, teach them little by little. And that's the purpose of this short season. Holy Mother Church will not just throw us from the joys and the feasts of Christmas into the penance of Lent. There must be time to think it over, to get used to it, to motivate ourselves for the coming Lent, and to prepare our Lent, to coordinate it, to organize it. That is the purpose of this. You know, especially the ones of you who are busier, that in order to have a productive day, you must plan out your day, either the evening before or early that morning of the same day. Otherwise, you have lots of time in between that get wasted. And those seconds and those minutes turn into lost hours because there was no plan. And so likewise, we are given this time to begin our planning so that our Lenten season is truly productive from a spiritual point of view. So what should our thoughts be during this season of Septuagesima? Well, first, the gospel tells us, the gospel in which our Lord rebukes those who remained idle. He went out at early in the morning and then the third and sixth and ninth and finally the 11th hour, and he rebuked those that were still idle until the 11th hour. But this might be said in our own regard as well. It's easy for us, especially with all of our modern day distractions, things that were meant to save our time but actually have helped in wasting time, actually. I'm thinking of all of the phones and computers and everything else. But it's easy for us to get careless when it comes to the spiritual life, thinking of eternity, at least to some extent or another, to become distracted from the true point of our life, of our existence, that is to prepare ourselves for eternity. That's it. That's why we're here. And yet, we are often, too often, even the best of us, distracted. To one extent or another, we have become idle And we can hear our Lord saying to each one of us, perhaps even today, why stand you here all the day idle? We might have neglected to pray, to do, maybe we have slackened in our penances. But remember, no one stands idle in a race. St. Paul mentions that today, the race, and the athletes, how they're always working towards a goal. But once you start the race, you don't stop and you don't slow down. You keep going and you run so as to obtain the prize. If you remain idle or stop, then you lose the race. But we have truly forgotten, I think, the value of time that we are given. A crown, remember, is at stake. A high degree of glory in heaven is the reward for every moment that is well spent. St. John Chrysostom, one of the great Eastern church fathers, he said, and this I think is very, it's worth thinking about. He says, time, thou art worth as much as God. Think about that one. But one preacher says there are three classes of idle people, or actually a couple more. He says, first, those who lose their time from just sheer indolence. They altogether neglect their duty as Christians. They dream away their time. And these are idle in the sense of how we commonly think of the term idle. They sit and do nothing. The second may seem actually quite surprising at first, the second class. They idle away their time by excessive work. They're always on the go. They're always doing things. They're always busy. They've always got their hands doing something, something useful even. Yet, they're doing it not to prepare themselves for eternity, but out of a worldly desire for gain or for whatever other purpose. They work all day long, but gain nothing in reality, in the spiritual sense, for the only reason we're here, again, to repeat, is to work to gain, yes, but to gain heaven, to gain spiritual things. Everything else is simply a means to arriving at heavenly glory. Now, we might call this class, these industrious types of industrious idlers, we might call them that. And sacred scripture says of them that they have wearied themselves in the way of iniquity. It's interesting. The third class of idlers is those who are living in the state of grace, yet who lose much of the time that is granted to them to work out their salvation. They spend it in gossiping, in idle conversations, and it takes up much of the day. They lose time that way. A fourth, another group you might say is the pleasure seekers, those who waste all of their time going from one pleasure to another. And these might not always be sinful pleasures, but they can be legitimate ones, but done at the wrong time or too much, too often. We see this a lot today because our modern culture caters to this type of idler. Everything must be enjoyed. And lastly, the class of idlers that we have is those who fail to renew their good intentions. Now, that's a very interesting one I found preparing this sermon. They can be doing all sorts of work, even spiritual works, but they forget their morning offering. They forget to renew their good intention of doing everything for the glory of God, for the salvation of souls, for the poor souls in purgatory, or for some other good. So they're said, actually, to lose much of their time because they have not attached a good intention to what works they do. So, to conclude, remember, Lent is a time to make up for our spiritual idleness. It is a time to make war against all of our inclinations to evil and to sin. It's a time not only to avoid evil, but to look for special occasions of doing good, to make reparation for our past sins. That's the purpose of Lent. In order not to waste away those precious 40 days, we must, beginning today, use this time of Septuagesima wisely. Here's three things I recommend to you from the practical point of how to spend these next 2 or 3 weeks. Begin today to motivate yourself for Lent. You can do this by thinking more on eternity, heaven, hell, purgatory, thinking of the need for penance in your past sins, or the joy that comes from the practice of the spiritual life. Even though it comes with effort, it brings joy. That is the first thing. Begin motivating yourself. The second is to spend extra time in prayer with this special intention that we are asking Our Lady's counsel as to the penances that we should choose. Really plan that out. And the third point is to plan. Make resolutions. But don't be satisfied with making general resolutions. Make them practical. Ask yourself how you are going to carry them out. In what manner. When. Etc. And so, by doing these three things, you will not hear our Lord's rebuke at the end of Lent. Why have you been standing here all the day idle? But you will hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And you will experience the great joys and triumphs of the glorious Easter season. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.